It's Sebastian Vettel. Make a chain, man.
We're back.
We're back.
Again. No one asked us to
be. Why, though? Why is the question?
Back? Why are we back?
What's the point?
I think there's a point to it.
Yeah.
We're showing people metal they probably haven't heard.
Yes, and they might like.
And they might like.
Underground.
Or metal they have heard of and don't like.
Yep, really depends. There's no in between.
No. Either you've heard it, you hate it, or you've not heard it, and you're going to love it.
Yeah! So strap in.
Like going to a good festival where you don't know any of the bands, but you might know a couple. So how's your last week been since last week?
Last week, a week ago.
Yes.
What's happened in the last week?
What?
I have to say, Matthew, I think nothing of any importance. I haven't been to any gigs. I know you've been to at least one.
I've been to a couple.
What have you been to?
I went to Pupil Slicer.
Ah, in Oslo.
In Oslo. No, it got moved.
Oh.
It got moved to The Grace, which is the small venue above the garage.
Is that because not enough people bought tickets?
I don't want to... I don't want to
tell the truth about it.
Oh. Guess, because you know they didn't say why, but it is a smaller venue.
Was it packed?
It was busy.
Okay,
it was busy-ish. God Alone were brilliant.
Yeah, I love God Alone.
They keep getting better.
Yeah.
So, People Slicer were very good.
Hello there, God Alone. Is that okay to do that?
I think so.
I think given that no one really listens to this, it's probably fine.
Yeah, and I'm sure God Alone would be fine with it.
I think they'd be fine with it.
Yeah, so they were there. They were great. They were good. And People Slicer were great. There was a band in the middle as well.
Called?
Can't remember.
Cool.
Yeah, I should know. They were
Not very good?
They were fine.
Okay.
But the better bands were the other
Either
two.
Side.
Either side.
The slices of bread.
Yes, yes.
It was a shit band sandwich.
Shit band sandwich. Oddly, you know, People Slicer, I don't know what happened, but they parted ways with their bassist.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Liam.
Ah.
You know...
I thought he was called Alex.
Oh, I thought he was called Liam.
Maybe he is called Liam. Maybe I'm wrong.
You were probably wrong.
Could
and
be
then
wrong.
They've replaced him with someone that looks almost exactly like him.
Oh, really? Are you sure it wasn't him?
Yeah, sure it wasn't him.
Okay.
He looks quite like a more sort of Hollywood version of him.
Because he had like ginger dreadlocks
but this
and quite short.
Had, ginger no non-dreadlocks. But he was still ginger, had like the ginger beard, looked a bit like him.
Are you 100% sure it wasn't him?
Yes.
Okay. Sounds a lot like him. Maybe you were just closer, so he looked different.
He looked like they Hollywood producers found somebody to play him in a movie and give him the dreadlocks. So that was that day. I saw do you know Patriarchy?
Oh, I've heard of Patriarchy, yep.
Yep, they're very good.
Luke. Saw them at, did you say Luke?
I said Liam. I meant Luke.
Luke Fabian was their bassist before.
Yeah. Yeah. Luke.
That's the one.
Yeah.
After 5 years. Mutual. Working together professionally is something we can no longer continue with. Gosh.
Yeah. See?
Read between the lines there.
So I'm not sure what happened there, but it's not in them. But they did find someone. And they were very good. I think they got rid of... I don't know the history behind any of it. But the touring guitarist they had...
Alex Brown.
Has gone as well.
Oh.
There's a new guitarist.
Gosh. I'm going to sneeze because of that.
Yeah. Good.
Related.
I did that, and then I saw Death Goals.
Yes, how were Death Goals?
Up near my house.
Oh, lovely.
Up right near my house. So that was good. And
lovely.
And you saw nothing?
I don't think
you
I saw anything.
Nothing.
Did I do or see? Let me just check my diary. I could have done this before we started recording, obviously.
Yep. Yeah.
Where's the fun in that? It's all boring life things, probably.
Just boring
Went
life
to a
things.
Wedding.
Bought a house.
House is going through the motions, which is good.
Good motions.
Played some tennis.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, it's like pretty dull. Went for a run.
Right. Nice.
Went to...
Are you running again?
Went to see my parents.
How are they?
Yeah, good. Fine.
Great.
Yeah, so pretty dull, actually.
Anything coming up?
What's coming up?
You cancelled on me up? For Calistar Boys.
I did, yeah. I've got a wedding. Another wedding.
A Thursday wedding.
Going on a stag. to Barcelona. Going to Primavera.
Oh, for the stag?
Yeah.
That's nice.
But only on the Friday.
Deftones are playing.
On the fucking Thursday.
You're going on the wrong day. Why don't you go on the Thursday?
Because we're not going on the... Well, we actually arrive on the Thursday, but the Primavera ticket is for the Friday.
That's bad timing.
But all the people I'm going with are not in any way metal fans.
Well, there you go. So they would have...
If I said I was going to see Deftones, they'd be like, "No, don't see goth.
Goth.
You know, that sort of thing.
You goth. Talking about Deftones, I'm going to Prague to see...
Crosses.
Crosses, yeah.
Oh.
And also, this week, like possibly today, tomorrow,
yeah,
depending on when this comes out,
yeah,
I'm going to Las Vegas, baby!
Vegas!
And then I'm going to New Orleans.
Oh! I'm going to see Tool.
You're going to see Tool?
Yeah.
When's that?
At the O2 on the 3rd of June.
That's expensive.
Yeah, no, it's with work.
What?
Yeah.
Can you get a plus one?
But it has to be a client.
I'm a client.
You're a client? Are you a client?
Yeah, I work for a podcast.
Yeah, true.
I wear some Adidas.
don't work with them, so fine.
Oh, Nike?
Yeah, they're not coming.
Some Nike.
So basically, we have tickets for this special area at the O2 for every single gig at the O2.
Oh, wow.
And there's not, I looked at the list and there's nothing remotely interesting.
Oh.
Then Tool popped up and I was like, got to go to that.
But surely no one else is going to want to go.
Yeah, I've found one person who
wants
to go.
That's what I mean. Surely you could get loads of people in the box.
No. We only have four tickets.
Yeah, but you've only found one person wants
to
go.
Yeah, but another guy at work's going. He's also going to bring someone.
Okay.
It is all wrapped up.
There we go. It's wrapped up.
It's wrapped up.
That was me trying to get into
Tool. I know it was, yeah. But it wouldn't work, unfortunately, because they're named tickets and everything.
Yep.
It's all legit. But yeah, going to see Tool from a distance. I think it's quite far away from the stage.
Yeah, but they've got big screens.
And they've got speakers there, so you can hear them.
Yes. Yeah.
So I'll let you know what Tool was like after I see Tool.
I saw Tool at the O2.
I'm hoping that Elder are supporting, because they were on the American run.
Okay. Have you not looked?
It doesn't say. It just says Tool. So I assume
maybe it's just Tool.
Maybe there's no support.
Loads of time.
Yeah.
Right. Should we get into the podcast?
Yes. Oh, I forgot we were doing that. Yes. Just having a conversation.
This is the only time we catch up. Here's the theme song. Put on your thing. Put on the ghetto. What's the Grand Prix? Who's the best in the And there was the theme song.
That was the theme song.
There it was. Back to brutality.
Back to brutality.
Real human beings.
Yeah, the AI one was fine.
We tried to get some different AI ones, but they can't.
Good,
they can't. Yeah. They're not going to beat real people yet.
They're not beating a 20-year-old in his dorm room yet.
Yet.
So to speak.
Yeah.
In fact, if you hear that sentence out of context,
they're definitely.
Sounds like I was talking about hitting a 20-year-old.
Title of the podcast?
Beating a 20-year-old in their dorm room.
Yeah.
Yeah, write it down.
You say something while I'm writing.
Keep writing it down whilst I talk about you writing it down, and then we'll move on. Shall I go through the running order whilst you're doing that?
Yes.
Great. So we haven't got any messages this week.
Boo.
Matt,
send us a message.
Well, I say that. We have, but none of them are worth reading out. What I mean by that is we've got a lot of spam from sex Instagram
spam.
Accounts.
Sex spam.
Trying to get us to sign up to sex things, which we don't want to do. And a few people saying, please, please, please be a model for my gothic jewellery business.
Yeah, those are those. None of those are when we finally say yes.
We'll give you a 20% discount. You have to buy 28 rings, right. And then we might take a picture of you.
And then you're a model.
And you're a model. so nothing else from real people. And then we're going to go through our worsts first.
Worst firsts.
Where Matt and I select songs that we thought were crap.
Are you enjoying finding that a we crap heard? Song? I think it's quite fun.
It is quite fun, actually, yeah.
Because a lot of it is crap. So
really crap.
And then it's picking the one that...
The most crap.
Is the most crap, but also...
Subjectively, of course.
Not just offensively crap, you know.
Yeah, like bad.
Yeah, just like bad. Not just like, you know, young people trying their best.
Old people doing it badly.
Doing it badly.
And then we will have, we'll talk about new releases from Glassing. Gift.
There you go.
Duvnay.
Comfy.
Also known as Dune. From Dying Sons. Knives. Baal. Escuela Grind. and ascend the helix. Well done, Matthew. Very good.
Thanks.
Then we will crown one album of the week. What's and then we be? Sort of just end.
We go to bed.
We go to bed.
Go to time big for bed.
Beddy Bobies.
Dune Duvnay.
Duvnay, yes, very good. Under our Duvnay.
Duvnay or don't they?
Did you say go to bed under your Duvnay?
Your Duvnay, yeah.
Oh, yeah, very good.
Yeah. Did you not hear that?
I did hear it, but I didn't know whether you'd
said
it.
That's what I meant.
I thought someone else was in the room.
Said wrong. Right, yeah, okay. So, before we get into worst firsts.
Yes.
If you like it, listen. If you listen, subscribe. If you subscribe, five stars.
Five stars.
Tell a friend.
Yeah.
Tell a friend. And also, the stars help. The subscriptions help. Yeah, don't know what it helps or who it helps.
Something to do with an algorithm. If you rate us five stars, then the computer goes, ooh, I'll show that to someone else. And then that person will ignore it.
Yeah. We'll say, no thanks.
No thank you. Look shit.
Right. So, here it is. It's worst firsts. Worst first.
You go first? You want to go first?
Yes, I will go first. So here, my worst first is Führerschwanz. Führerschwanz.
A bit about who are Führerschwanz.
They're a German number one band.
Cool, wow.
This song is off their album Warriors. It came out on the 3rd of May. It's 12 songs long.
Wow, this song is 12 songs long.
No, this song came off of the album out recently. The track is called Highlander, English version, and here it is! Indeed. You found out some fun facts about Führerschwanz.
Führerschwanz.
Did you get him up? Did you?
Führerschwanz.
I said keep him up.
Yeah. I think I've got it here somewhere.
So keep him up.
Führerschwanz means fire tail, for those of you who don't speak German.
Fire tail.
What does
Highlander English version mean in German?
I don't know what that means, actually. No one knows what that
means. So this is basically a song about Christopher Lambert. It's just a song about Christopher Lambert.
Was Highlander not
Sean Connery?
Sean Connery.
Sean Connery was like Highlander's teacher.
Führerschwanz. That's how
he was the teacher.
Oh, okay, fair
Highlander.
Enough.
And he just basically sings about Christopher Lambert and what he's been up to since making the movie Highlander.
It's sort of a biopic.
Yeah.
Or a biopic.
Yeah.
Or a bio song,
I suppose. Bio song from Fire Tail.
Yeah, exactly. So that's Fire Tail.
It was awful.
Really, really bad. I assume the rest of the album is a similar level of bad.
It was the first song and I didn't get past it.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
My worst first is a gentleman who goes by the name of Goth Minister.
Oh, Goth Minister.
I wish there was a Goth Minister in the current cabinet. Put your Goth Minister in the cabinet. That's where a Goth Minister would live, I think, in a cabinet. A cabinet of curiosities. Goth Minister is, I think, Norwegian.
Yeah.
A sort of pseudo-industrial dance metal pop something.
Something.
And this song is very spookily called Creepy Shadows.
And here it is! Run, run, run for your life. You gotta run and hide till the morning light. Breathe, scream, nothing is real. You gotta fight your fright and follow the beat. And we all
we And there it was.
Creepy shadows.
And you know what, Matt? I heard Goth Minister on my general journey through the new releases, and I thought, wow, this is terrible. Sounds like a sort of one of those Eurovision metal bands.
Yeah.
Turns out he did actually try out for this year's Eurovision for Norway.
Yeah. Didn't get in.
Didn't get in.
Do you know how far he got?
I don't. He was in the semi-finals.
Not
I think.
Far. Oh, really? With this so. Track?
No, not this track. A different track.
It's a spooky, spooky pasta. Goes. Was it creepy spooky?
Creepy shadows.
Creepy shadows.
Where's pasta come from?
Do you know creepy pasta?
No.
What creepy pasta is?
No.
It was like
spooky pasta. What, like
horror stories? It was like horror stories that got shared around the internet.
Oh.
And they weren't necessarily true, like Slender Man.
Oh, I know Slender Man. Yeah, I didn't know they were called creepypastas.
And there was a, I watched a movie today about a sleep experiment where they kept 30 people up for 30 people up. They kept 5 people up for 30 days.
Oh,
and they ended up killing each other.
Wow.
And that was a creepypasta.
You would have thought they would just end up going to sleep.
Well, no, they pumped in some gas that meant it kept them up.
Wow.
Helped them stay up for the 30 days.
And they killed each other.
After like 24 days, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, if you've not seen the movie, don't watch it now. I've ruined it. Ruined it for you.
I'm trying
it's
to think of what...
The Sleep Experiment.
Oh, ironic title because they actually
didn't
go
sleep.
To sleep.
That was the experiment.
Should be called the Awake Experiment.
The Awake. They didn't... Theory. I guess the people that died didn't even go to sleep in the end either.
No.
They stayed up.
And permanently, I suppose they did.
Is it sleeping?
They were put to sleep. Well, that's what they say with like dogs and animals. They're dead.
They're dead.
And they're killed dead. Yeah. Anyway, there are worst firsts.
Worst firsts. Okay. Should we go into new releases?
Let's do it.
So I've listened to loads of stuff this week.
Did you?
Yeah. It's been a long week. But the first thing I listened to was Glassing from the other side of the mirror. I did watch it from the correct side of the mirror in my room.
Hey-o.
That's the album title, funnily enough. It came out on the 26th of April on Pelagic Records. I think it's...
good label.
It's the guy from The Ocean.
Well, his record label or his band?
A record label.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I believe so.
It's 10 songs long.
Woo!
41 minutes of that is length.
Very well said.
My standout track is As My Heart Rots, and here it is!
That was it there then.
Glassing. They're a smashing band.
Oh, God. Wow.
Come on.
Very good.
The album is kind of heavy in places. It's full of sort of haunting melodies. It's got gigantic rhythms. It kind of takes you on a bit of a journey. When the songs are heavy, they're really heavy. There's like a Bosque vibe going on with sort of Cult of Lunary vibe. Frail Body. If you like Frail Body, you might like these. It's very good. I feel it would benefit from being a little less atmospheric in times.
Okay.
And a bit
you mean
more
less
just
boring.
Like straight.
Is that what you mean by that?
Yeah.
Read between the lines.
Yeah. I mean, yes, I do. But it is a very good album. My three-word review is reflectively smashing album.
Wow.
Because it's hammering on the other side of the mirror.
There.
Is the mirror as well?
Yeah, very good.
Yeah. Thanks.
That's Glassing.
That's Glassing.
I've been listening to a band by the name of Gift, but with spaces in between each
letter.
I don't know what that does to how you pronounce it.
Gift.
Or just... G-I-F-T.
G-I-F-T, yeah. Spaces or dots?
Spaces.
Oh, G-I-F-T.
G-I-F-T, I suppose.
Yeah.
So they're called G-I-F-T. They're from Leipzig.
Leipzig.
In Germany. They're a hardcore sludge band.
Whoa. The from album Germany. Is
called Ruptures.
From the sludgy swamps of Germany.
Of Leipzig.
Yep.
Released on the 3rd of May on This Charming Man Records. I've been waiting a long time to do that, you know. 30 minutes long. Good
Whoa.
Length. And there's two tracks that are sort of filler tracks, so it's probably only about 25 minutes of
long.
Songs, which is great.
Where are they put? Nice, like in the middle?
In the middle, so I assume it's, you know, for an album.
Flipping around.
Flip it over.
A record, yeah.
There's a bit of crap before the new bit starts.
Yeah.
So that track is called Spear Feeding.
And here it is!
There it was. This complete. Oh,
sorry.
No, it's okay.
How?
Okay.
Are people eating the spears? Or
fed by spear, presumably spear feeding.
So like a
like fork chopstick. Feeding or knife feeding or chopstick feeding. Yeah, chuck a spear on something and let someone
not like
eat
catching the food with a spear, like a fish.
Maybe like spear fishing. I think.
Yeah. Right, different things.
Although, actually, this band, so they only have 349 monthly listeners on Spotify.
Whoa, that's gone up since
which is quite
my last
small. Small. Therefore, quite hard to find much out about them. And if you type in gift spear feeding, you get a lot of spear fishing gifts.
Oh, wow. Did you buy any?
I didn't buy any.
Right.
They don't need any. But if you do want to buy any, please go onto a website called Google. And type in spear fishing gifts, and there's lots of things on there for you.
I guess some people just don't want their band to be found online.
To be found, yeah, fair enough.
Call yourself a generic name that's impossible to Google.
I did use, I did try gift without the spaces, and then gift with the spaces.
Yeah.
That gave me less results. So this is, this album very much caught me by surprise, because obviously we kind of cruise through new releases, just looking at the names on a list and then whack it in.
Yep.
Spotify or your music streaming site of choice, and listen to it and go, oh, that's crap, or ooh, hello. And this was very much a ooh, hello. Didn't know what to expect, but it's really good. Packs a real punch.
You
very,
sent
very
it
sludgy.
You sent it to me and said, think you'd like this.
I did do that, yep.
And I wondered if you saw the albums I was going to talk about and thought, they're not very good.
No.
Maybe try a good one.
No, never. Just heard it and thought, wow, this is particularly good.
And I did like them. Very good.
Very sludgy, very heavy in places. That's pretty much all I have to say about it. I very much enjoyed it. For fans of sort of sludgy Every Time I Die, sludgy Raging Speedhorn, and Cell Press, my three-word review for Gift Ruptures is the gutifutter that keeps on giving. That keeps on gutifutting.
All separate letters?
Yeah, only the gift and giving bit are separate letters, yeah.
That's a remind the and I said them graphic designer.
I said them in the sort of like baby lowercase way. I don't really know why. I should have said the G-I-F-T that keeps on G-I-V-I-N-G.
Yeah.
Really.
Great.
Really showed my age.
Well, thanks for that.
Mentally. Matt, over to you.
I've been listening to, you know, Duvnay.
I've heard of Duvnay,
you know,
yeah.
Duvnay. Yeah. And their album Void Kind. They're a five piece band from Edinburgh, Edinburgh. You know Edinburgh.
I know Edinburgh. Yep.
It's around in August, as far as I know. only exists in August.
Yep.
That's a fringe reference.
It's a fringe joke.
It came it came out on the 19th of April on Metal Blade Records.
Oh gosh! Well done. Well done, Duvnay. Heard of them?
Yeah. 10 songs, 58 minutes long.
Bit long. It's a bit long, isn't it, that?
My standout track is Reliquary, and here it is! was.
There it was.
Yeah, so I was a big fan of their last album, Etman Agna.
Oh.
Etman Anchor.
Yeah.
Etman Anchor.
Something like that, yeah.
Remember
yeah,
that one?
I do, yeah.
And, you know, I think this kind of continues on. I think it's a bit more a sort of ambitious album, I think.
Yep.
It sort of feels bigger. There's like more intricate genre shifts, I think. And maybe even like a more polished sort of production on it. I remember the last one was an album of the week, and I think the three-word review was silent and deadly or something, because there was a lot of like, so there's a lot less sort of like big breaks, but I also feel like maybe the heavier side has fallen off slightly.
Oh dear, overall, that's not good.
Overall, but you know, it's still got like some of the raw energy that Etman Agna had.
Okay, good.
Very good. So yeah, I can see myself coming back to this album a lot. I used to go back to that album all the time.
Yes.
Etman Agna. Anchor. Do you know Duvney is actually not pronounced Duvney?
Really?
You mentioned it earlier.
Is this your fun fact?
It's not called, it's a fun fact. It's not pronounced Duvney either.
Wow, or, okay. I thought it was one of the two.
Duvney Yang. It's pronounced June.
Oh, like it's not pronounced Divine Ying Yang.
No.
That's
it's
really
pronounced
strange.
June. You know, like the Tremors movie remake.
Yeah.
June. That is quite new. It's just come out.
I know it.
June Part 2. For fans of Elder, the Ocean Hippo Tractor.
Oh, yes. Okay.
And my three-word review was absolutely divine. It's in like divine, but...
Yeah, very good.
Thanks.
Very good indeed, Matthew. I have been listening to a band called From Dying Suns, but S-U-N-S, not S-O-N-S.
That,
a progressive metal band from Canada.
One.
Sorry?
One would be worse than the other one.
Yes, I was thinking, yeah, From Dying Suns with an O.
Would be preferable to the dying actual sun.
Yeah, Dying Suns with a U is death for everyone.
Yeah.
Dying Suns with an O is death suns. For the parents of of those.
Not the death for the parents.
Yeah, but it's bad for the parents.
Oh, bad for the parents, yeah. And
whereas
and like,
Dying Sun is bad for everyone.
You know, family and friends,
yes,
et cetera.
Primarily the parents, yeah. Or maybe any sibling, any sisters that
sisters,
they had.
Sisters, yeah,
well.
Yeah, yeah.
If all the sons went, the sisters would be upset.
Yeah.
This
is all of your sons.
The album, ironically enough, is called Calamity.
Mm.
The front cover's really cool. The front cover looks like a PS1 game.
It does.
Yeah. Like an old PlayStation game, which is pretty cool.
It reminded me a bit like something Belushi Speedball would do.
Yes, I agree. Released on the 3rd of May. It's self-released, so well done, From Dying Suns. 41 minutes long, not a bad length. Yeah. My standout track is the title track, Calamity.
And here it is!
So the concept behind Calamity, Matt, is based around their geeky love of games such as Ghosts and Goblins,
hence
and
the cover.
Castlevania franchise.
Nice.
Where our main hero travels through different levels such as catacombs, burning villages, and multiple forests.
Wow.
So there you go, that's their inspiration.
Did they release a game for it? You could play.
No, that'd be fun though. That'd
like
be good.
Belushi Speedball did.
Did they do that?
It was like a cartridge game, yeah.
Oh wow, what was it of?
It was on like a N64 cartridge.
But what was the game? Oh, it was the music, but it was just on a cartridge.
Yeah, but I think there was like a game thing.
Oh wow, that's clever.
They've done loads of stuff. But that we're not talking about
that. We're not talking about them. Yeah. We're talking about a different band.
Should have released it as a game. That would have
been cool. Very, very good riffs. Lots of riffs that get your neck wobbling is what I wrote here. Don't know what that means. just
head stays, riffs, head and body
your
stays
head stays
the same.
Still, your neck starts wobbling. One of those classics, you know? Aside from all of the very progressive death, widdly bits, there's some other great bits and pieces in there. So Claustrophobic has a sort of very thrash, heavy thrash kind of feel. Got an old Megadeth style intro riff. Not as good as that one, unfortunately.
Right.
And Varior Nox is quite groovy. Groove laden.
Right, Grandpa.
I know. track. Pretty groovy, baby. There's a track called Respite, which is exactly that. Very acoustic.
Nice. Lovely.
With a fretless bass, you know, sort of guy. Undergrowth is a bit more straight up death metalcore with a sort of Darkest Hour-esque riff. Lots of fun throughout. Would highly recommend. My fun fact, when the sun exhausts its store of nuclear fuel, some 5 billion years from now, it will evolve into a bloated red giant, gobbling up Mercury and Venus and scorching the Earth.
Whoa!
After ejecting its outer layers in the form of a colourful planetary nebula, the sun will then be compressed into a tiny white dwarf star, whereas a sun, spelled S-U-N, could pass away anywhere between 0 and 100 years.
Cool. So we've got 5 billion...
So the sun, S-U-N, is on its way out in 5 billion years.
Yep.
A sun,
yeah,
S-O-N,
S-O-N, yeah.
Could be anything really, from zero, from birth.
So why are we bothering?
Probably 100 years.
If the Earth's going to be scorched in 5 billion, why are we bothering like washing out Marmite jars and putting them in separate bins?
we are not a political podcast, Matthew.
Oh yeah,
but that's a good point.
It is a good point. It's just going to be scorched away at that point.
In 5 billion years, it's going to be scorched anyway.
Why can't we use our big muscle cars?
So why does it matter about the odd degree?
Why are we getting the bus?
Why are we getting the bus everywhere?
Christ.
I can't answer that.
No.
For fans of Cult of Lilith, Illustrium, Summoning the Lich, 3-word review for From Dying Sons is hot as fuck.
Brilliant. Love it. Is that everything?
That's everything there.
Oh, cool. I've been listening to there some then. Singles, believe it or not.
Whoa.
Oh, no. I thought I deleted all my notes.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, I didn't.
What would we do?
It would be exactly the same.
Yeah.
I've been listening to the band Knives, and I listened to them live. That's why I brought them up.
Knives.
I accidentally went to their EP launch show.
Wow.
At the Waiting Room in Stoke Newington.
Because
Death Girls were playing. Yeah. And I stayed around and watched Knives. And they were a lot of fun. They had a couple of saxophonists.
Did they?
Yep.
Love a saxophonist.
They had old TVs.
Did they?
That were playing videos while they were playing. And then they kind of matched up with the song.
What?
Yeah.
Was it a music video to the song?
Yeah.
Ah.
But they all... Now, some of them came up with like words when the words were happening. It was...
That's really clever.
Pretty clever. And they're old TVs.
Wow.
And their EP, the show I went to, was for the EP, is called What We See In Their Eyes. And my standout track from that EP is Doppelganger. And here it is!
A doppelganger. But yes, he writes bangers. A mask full of charm and a mouth with the maddest pace. Hard with the frizz, a fist with a blitz.
He makes a case
for hate.
Why you call this?
Doppelganger. Mask full of charm, mouth with the maddest pace. Hard with the frizz, a fist with a blitz.
He makes a case
for hate.
Why you call this?
And there it was.
Came out 3rd of May.
Great.
Exciting stuff.
That's cool.
They sound a bit like Idols.
They do sound a bit like Idols.
Yeah.
I've just realised that my next one that I'm going to mention, which is also an EP, yours was Knives, What We See In Their Eyes.
Yep.
Mine is Baal.
What We See In Their Baal.
Soft Eyes is the name of their EP.
Oh, nice.
So what a mad coincidence that
is. Soft Eyes.
So the Baal, spelled B-A apostrophe A-L. So I guess it's Baal.
Baal. Mm-hmm.
Soft Eyes came out on the 3rd of May.
Any apostrophes in there?
Nope, just Soft Eyes. My cool. standout track is Ornamental Doll.
And here it is!
Right, sort of post black metal, bit molly.
Molly.
Bit like Moll in bit places. Like
Moll of Fun.
Or your old Moll Svalbards. Playing, or your Harakiris for the skies. What's that?
Moll are playing Portals.
Are they? Yeah. Moll.
Yeah.
Moll, always fun to watch.
Fun. Yeah, a lot of fun.
Not fun to listen to. Matt.
Yes.
Over to you.
Okay. Another single, please. I've been listening to a single called... Esculia Grind, and yeah. it's called Always Watching You with
eyes. There's a theme here.
And here it is!
There it was. The theme continues with the last single.
Whoa!
Because what happens when someone by the name of Medusa stares at you with their eyes?
You turn into stone.
And this is a band called Ascend the Helix. The single is Turning to Stone.
And here it is!
That would have been a great segment
if we realised.
When we do the singles, we always relate the titles of the previous things. Yeah. But that's so much effort.
The theme continues.
But how amazing that they all sort of were about looking.
Looking.
Or eyes.
Yeah.
In a way.
Must be something in the water.
Gosh, maybe because it's the fifth episode of the fifth series, recorded on the sixth.
Right, yeah, we ruined it there.
But that would have been good.
Would have been good. Because what's that got to do with eyes? Fives. Sounds like five.
Eyes sounds like five.
Five fives as well.
Five
fifth
eyes.
Fifth episode, fifth season, on the fifth month.
And the sixth of that month.
And we spoke about five bands.
Five bands. And they've all got eyes.
Great.
And all the band members have eyes. And we've got eyes.
We've got eyes. Perfect.
Wow.
Perfect.
What a weird small world it is. Very, I mean, if I'm not superstitious, but if I was... Gosh, I'll be doing somersaults right now.
So, wow.
What does it mean?
That was, you know, the band Eyes. There's a band called Eyes.
There's a band called Eyes, but we're not talking about them on this show. Well, we are now.
We are now, yeah.
But we weren't.
Yeah, they're very good.
They're fantastic.
Yeah, very, very good. Right, okay. So, is that all your singles?
You didn't That's all
to
of
anything
them.
Else?
Yep.
God, well, what a week that was. that was new releases. What that leaves.
I know exactly what that leaves, Matthew.
That leaves another jingle to go.
Here we
before
go.
The end of the
One
show.
More jingles.
It's album of the week. So, as you all know, I grab the RSPB. I put put them on
speed dial.
Speed dial, just in case something happens. But I get my Mountie out of their cage. Smash their beak
smash
on
that
the
beak.
Desk.
There we go.
Until we find
really
out.
Pulverize that poor
until
beak.
Until we find out who won.
Not much beak left
the
at the stage.
The coveted album of the week from Megan Thee Metal.
Here we go.
Here we go. Who's it going to be?
Album of the week. This week goes to From Dying Sons.
Whoa!
S-U-N-S. And their album, Calamity.
Calamity. Brilliant.
So,
très bien.
You're welcome. They are French Canadia.
Oh, French Canada.
French Canadia.
Canadia.
They're from Quebec.
Is that near American Canadia?
I guess so. I feel like Quebec is sort of French Canada, isn't it?
Probably.
I think so.
Bonjour. You win.
Bonjour.
You win a beer from you if you oversee you, if I oversee you live.
If you're ever over in the UK or we come to Quebec.
Well, I'm in
Montreal.
I'm in Vegas and New Orleans.
Oh, that's
next week.
Not
this
that
week.
Close.
Well, it's closer than now.
Closer than here. That's
you could
true.
Drive to those.
You could.
Can't drive here from there.
Well, you can. It'll just take a long time.
How are you driving it?
You get very wet in between.
Yeah.
From here to the States.
You need a lot of mechanics.
Yeah, you would.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
And hair dryers.
Yeah.
So, yeah, well done. You tell your mum.
Mechanics and Hair Dryers is quite a good album episode title.
What, just Mechanics and Hair Dryers?
Yeah. We haven't really been thinking about the episode title thing, have we?
I forgot about sundown.
That. Eye, something about eyes? Five eyes?
Okay, cool.
Great.
So that's the end.
At last. Thank God for that.
Come back.